Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone. I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
And welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you, where thank goodness we get to take a break from all the things that we don't care about and identify a small list of things unrelated to actual happenings in the world that are also happening in the world and focus on them for a while.
Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot.
That sure would help a lot.
We are the Cheers of audio podcasts.
You know, taking a break from all your troubles.
Right here. Right now.
Yeah, right here. Right here. Right here. Oh my God. What is wrong with us?
Yeah.
What is wrong with us?
That one didn't age well, Jesus Jones. Let's start
in the world,
with our... I will start with mine, which are the least controversial things I may have ever paired together.
I don't look at you.
The first one is served two ways. I have two justifications for this one.
Okay.
Plaid.
Okay. Tell me more.
Street style
more.
Trend, according to Vogue, checks all the boxes. Fashion month came to a close back in February, and they were saying plaid. Plaid was everywhere. This is back when Fashion Week could happen because people could
go places. I was going to say, this is back when people were wearing clothes outside, but okay.
Yeah. And so it's still within the realm, you know, plaid skirt, plaid socks.
Oh, there's like the socks.
Plaid hat.
Socks.
Actually, mango-printed cotton hat. It's not exactly plaid, but it's all there, according to Vogue. Vogue says plaid's a thing, plaid's a thing, and the new Tesla Model S plaid. Was just announced.
Wait, is it plaid?
No.
What's the deal? What's the deal with the plaid?
It's plaid because of its speed and jokes about...
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Yeah.
That would have
been
cool,
mode, etc.
Plaid mode.
No, it's just normal Tesla colors. But I saw that they called it plaid.
Yeah, totally. And I see
like,
what you're going for here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like this is a usage that... They have their own reason for doing it within the Teslaverse, but it also rings. It's a good branding because people are like, oh, yeah, plaid's in. Even if this isn't actually plaid, just the name plaid, the word, has currency.
I mean, that's actually really true. And there's a fintech. I'm looking it up, actually. There's like a fintech company called Plaid that had a big acquisition, I want to say. And then... Apparently, today, this is actually kind of crazy because I did the duck like I always do. Literally today, Friday, October 2nd, is the 10th annual worldwide celebration of Plaid, or also known as Plaider Day.
I had no idea. That's
Tom,
amazing.
Tom, how do you do it?
Well, I mean, of course it is because I planned it the whole time.
Totally. You planned that.
Happy Plaider Day, everyone.
Happy Plaider Day. That is amazing. Plaid said this many times is losing all meaning, says Laura in the Discord,
it really
which is.
Is
also
it's
true.
It's becoming a Ted Lasso thing. Plaid, I was going to make the argument, and I don't even think I need to make an argument anymore now that you've said that, but I was going to make the argument that it wasn't plaid the pattern, but plaid the word.
The
that
word.
Was the thing, yeah.
I think you're totally right. That is amazing. All right. I mean, I got to give you, sometimes it's just that simple.
Yeah.
And the more I look at it, the weirder it looks too.
And really... it should be pronounced plaid, but it's not.
But it's not. Plaid.
Side note, quick side jag.
Yeah.
We should redo spelling, right? Like, spelling is a mess. Like, if this were an interface on a startup, people would be, like, complaining, like, you really need to have a standard. Come on. This is all over the place.
Disrupt spelling.
English spelling is not up to snuff in our modern age.
No.
Its usability is horrible.
through, tough, thou, you know, though, all of that. Model S plaid. You're totally right. This just rocketed to the top of the thing word list.
Plaid. Amazing. Aren't you glad you use plaid?
Okay. I'm switching. I'm moving us along.
That's
here.
That's the signal.
But you know what? Confirmed. Like, I doubted you, and then I was wrong, as always is the case.
I mean, never doubt me unless I'm wrong, which does happen.
I never will again. So there is occasionally this picture of this animal that pops up on Twitter. It looks like a dinosaur. It is a bird. Which are dinosaurs,
so
exactly.
This is the most dinosaur-looking bird that we still have on the planet. My God.
I mean, it seriously is. And also a thing. It is the shoebill stork. And I don't know why it's a thing, but according to this article I found on brobible.com, which is delightful, because I was like, why am I seeing pictures of the shoebill everywhere? The other day there was a tweet that was like, Google, and this actually is, if you go to Twitter and you type in shoebill, you'll find it right away, because there's this kind of like video of this shoebill stork, which is a crazy looking bird, by the way, in the rain, just kind of like standing in the rain, looking like a crazy dinosaur. And somebody used it to illustrate like Google waiting for that antitrust website next week, like,
right.
And then it's just this shoebill standing in the rain. But I was like, why am I seeing this bird all over Twitter lately? There's like, apparently there's a shoebill stork that you can get as a companion in Final Fantasy. Mm. And it is, not sure why or the provenance, but according to this Bro Bible article, every couple of years or so, the internet rediscovers a legendary bird called the shoebill stork.
Those. Got it.
Just like, it's a recurring thing. And then apparently recently, it's because last year, Alyssa Milano, the actress, made the shoebill stork go viral with a tweet in which she wrote, "Nope, not okay with this." And it was a picture, a video of the shoebill just being hella creepy. And then 4 months ago, it went viral again, this time thanks to a guy named John who wrote alongside his video of a shoebill, still having a hard time with this being a real bird and not something from a Muppets effing nightmare festival.
Oh my gosh, yeah, it does look like a Muppet. That's true.
Yep, it definitely looks like a terrifying Muppet.
It looks like one of the big ones, you know, that they only use in the background. Yeah.
Yeah, because it is large and crazy. The Audubon.org wrote an article about it back in 2016, which is probably the last time that it was like rocketing around the internet like a thing. And Audubon Society, right? Like, they like birds.
Yeah.
Their headline is "The Shoebill," or "The Most Terrifying Bird in the World." They're like, why is it called the shoebill instead of monster face or death pelican or literally the most frightening bird on earth? It eats crocodiles. Like, I'm like now obsessed with
this. It eats crocodiles? You just threw that one away. Wow.
It eats young crocodiles, and it stands so still that people like think it's dead, because it just can stand still for like days waiting for a little baby crocodile. And then they're always alone, because apparently they just murder each other when they're around each other. And then when it does make a noise, it sounds like a machine gun.
So
I mean, this thing is crazy.
It's from Africa, right?
Uh-huh.
It's native to looks like Central East Africa, Kenya-ish maybe. You end up into Egypt and Sudan. And its actual name, binomial name, is Balaenisips rex, or B-rex. It's a B-rex. It's a dinosaur.
This is a dinosaur.
We talk about, like, well, birds are dinosaurs. It's just evolutionarily they've evolved so much that they're mostly flight and they don't do all the same things and they're not as big. No, this is the one that's left.
This is
right?
The one that's left, yeah.
This exactly. is the one that's like, oh, no, if you want to know what a dinosaur looked like, this is it.
It's legit, this bird. It's just straight up this bird. And for some reason, it's just back. It's back as a thing. And especially this video of it in the rain, of the one in the rain. And apparently maybe because there's the shoe bird minion in Final Fantasy 14,
Yeah.
I don't know how new that is, but when I like looked it up, that's what I found. And
but that's one of those
excited.
Circular things where like one of its early tours as a thing, somebody was a designer who's like, I'm putting that in a game. And then they put it in a game and then a bunch of people play the game and then it becomes a thing again. And yeah.
Yeah.
This is interesting. I think somebody could do a total doctoral thesis on the reoccurrence of the shoe mill as a thing.
I know. I kind of want, yes, I want to see that because it really does seem to be just a, like a recurring,
yeah,
a recurring thing. Yeah, the Discord is like, you know, even though you said it's African, I would believe it would be Australian also, which I agree.
Yep, yep. You wouldn't
they're
be
fascinating.
Shocked, right?
There's like one in a zoo. They're very rare, apparently. They're down to like 5,000 of them. There's one in a zoo in Japan, I think, that you have to, that they are like, oh, it's a hippogriff. From Harry Potter,
right.
And you have to bow to it. Otherwise, if you want to like approach it and pet it, which why
like a hippogriff.
Would you?
Right?
Yeah, you actually have to bow to it. Otherwise, it'll just fly away.
Huh?
Yeah. I don't know.
I really do think this is like our best living. Like the coelacanth is the living fossil of the sea. This is the living fossil of the land.
Like it seriously is. It
That's
seriously
so cool.
is.
I had no I idea know. About the shoebill. Thank you.
I'm kind of obsessed. Now you're going to see it everywhere, too, because it is terrifying and crazy and fascinating and awesome.
Well, yeah, and you have to see the video. Like, a picture doesn't do it justice because your mind will make it smaller. You have to see the video where it walks past something. And you're like, oh, my God, that thing's huge.
Oh, yeah.
And it's also just see how weird it is when it moves.
Uh-huh. Well, yes, because it looks animatronic. I mean,
yeah.
I know I hear all of you who are saying, like, how can you not believe in pandas? But believe in shoebills, which fair point to everyone. I'm putting a picture of one eating a duck in the chat. Sorry.
No, it's just
Sorry,
moving the
everyone.
Duck out of the way. Right?
Yeah, it's just scooching the duck.
Right. It's not totally going to chomp it.
so when it eats, and then I swear I will move on. But like this thing is everywhere. So it like grabs an animal and puts it in its mouth, and then it opens its mouth so that the animal can stick its head out, and then it chomps down and decapitates it.
That's just cruel.
And then it eats the head later.
It gives it hope.
It's messed up.
Or maybe it's like, here, take one last look at the world. I'll give you
a... It's a messed up bird.
Look at the flowers, little duck.
There's like a sticker. Apparently you can get a sticker. I mean, I'm just going through Twitter. I just put it in, and I'm just going through Twitter, and it's like everywhere.
Wow.
They got shoebill stickers.
Okay, so...
Yeah, so there you go. Shoebill. Have fun with that.
I have a word. You have a frightening death bird of nightmares. Where to next?
We'll have... Anything can happen on It's a Thing.
how about pastels?
Oh, really? Wait, but it's fall.
Oh, but pastels are... In they are a
Silly
thing.
Girl.
Pharrell and Adidas have unveiled new NMD Who A sneakers in a fresh pastel pack.
Oh my God! They really
at the
have.
Same
wow.
time that Google announced its new Nest Audio line in a series of pastel colors.
What? Wow. Okay.
I know, it seems
Look
wrong.
Look at the Google
You're like, why?
Stuff.
What's
it's
with
so
the Easter
pastel.
Colors in the middle of October? But
yes,
here you go.
That is exact. You read my mind. That is exactly what I'm thinking. And yet, you got, wow. That is really pastel. Huh. Is this sort of like the evolution of neon, do we think?
Yeah, the Pharrell sneakers, for sure. Look yep. like they're coming. This is, you know, in that Darwinian evolution of pastels, you'd have the Pharrell sneakers before the Nest speakers, right? First of all, because sneaker to speaker, but also because there's a little neon still in the Pharrell sneakers, whereas the
right.
Nests just have totally faded away to Easter colors.
Yeah, totally. I'm definitely seeing some pastels in fashion. And also the Samsung Galaxy S20. Which does come in some fairly pastel colors, and so does the latest iPhone, the 11. I have kind of a pastel purple phone now that I'm looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
What the heck? Yeah, good one. Okay.
Yeah. I think it's because GCDS. We've all been inside so long, we don't care what season it is. We're like, great, pastels, why not?
God, that's probably really true. And neon was too much. I think we can all agree.
Too harsh.
Yeah. That neon was too harsh. Yeah, a pop of pastel. You're totally right. There's some new Nikes that are calming. Super pastel. The Nike Air Force One. Mm-hmm. It's calming. That's totally why we have it.
I think we figured it out.
Everything else is just too jarring.
Yeah. They say if you go look at like a pink, it'll calm you down. So why not just cover your entire world with pastels?
I mean, I can't lie. Like, I am finding these new Nikes very relaxing to look at.
Right?
Yep. You are not wrong.
Good work, Pharrell.
And what's so funny is that they just came out September 23rd. Mm-hmm. And they say, and they're in Easter pastels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But who remembers when things happen on a calendar anymore?
Apparently, there's also an app called Pastel, which will give your iOS 14 home screen a colorful aesthetic.
Ah, with the widgets.
With the widgets.
Yeah.
I should probably upgrade. Last week, I was lucky enough. Last week, Monday? I don't know. Could have been a year ago.
Yeah, sure.
Sure. Yeah. I'm gonna go ahead and say Monday. Monday, I was lucky enough to have my sweet boyfriend bring me dinner. And mm-hmm. that dinner was Detroit-style pizza.
Detroit? What makes a pizza Detroit?
Okay, so turns out Detroit-style pizza, which I'm now obsessed with, is also a thing and has been a thing maybe for about a year, seems like. It started having a moment in, it got written up in Eater in April of 2019, and now it seems to be spreading. So Detroit-style pizza is a deep dish pizza, but it's like both crispy and very chewy. It's like a focaccia style crust.
So crispy on the edges and the part where it hits the pan, but nice and chewy in the middle. Is that the idea?
Nice and chewy. Yeah. Very chewy, which is a favorite food texture of mine. Which is kind of a weird thing to say, but yeah, Detroit style pizza, which apparently, by the way, is Little Caesars.
Well, and did you see that Pizza Hut has brought back its classic Pizza Hut pan pizza, which is also kind of this.
Yeah, it kind of is. Oh, interesting. Yeah, no, but it's like I guess all these pizza restaurants have been adopting it. It's been more and more popular because everyone was like, yeah, we already did Chicago style.
Yeah,
and because let's be honest, like Little Caesars is delicious, but no one wants to admit it. Mm-hmm. So they just had to go and have Detroit-style pizza.
Yeah, you have to have a hipper name on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm looking at this picture on Eater of the one with pepperoncinis and onions on it. Looks nom, delicious. Nom, nom,
nom. It's also square, I should say, much like Little Caesars, right? I mean, it's two distinguishing characteristics are square and then this kind of like crispy but also chewy focaccia style crust. And I'm loving it.
Pizza, pizza.
It is so good. Yeah, Chicago's over. Detroit is in.
Where did Little Caesars start? Garden City, Michigan.
It started in Detroit. Yeah, exactly.
It's headquartered in Detroit. Okay.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Exactamundo.
It's all making sense now.
And now it's finally having its moment, and I'm excited because, dudes, it is good.
Detroit-style pizza. And I was thinking I would get chicken wings tonight for dinner, but maybe I'll change that.
But maybe this one. I know. I think I might, too. I think the child would like it.
I'm looking at this picture of Buddies, which is what they featured in the Eater article.
Yeah, I'm so hungry.
And man, the guy with the puffy vest and the trucker cap just
that
tells me
is
everything
awesome.
I need to know about Buddies and its pizza, and I want to go there now.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really know. It's so funny because if you look at older Eater articles, they're just like, yeah, it's totally a thing. Like everybody knows Detroit for its pizza, and I'm like, what? They do? Since when?
I've been to Detroit and I feel robbed that I was not taken to Buddies by somebody.
Come I know, on. Me too. Because everybody was like, oh, you have to have our Mediterranean food. Because there's like a really, really good Middle Eastern food. There's really good Middle Eastern food in Detroit because there's a big immigrant community. And so I got to go have like super yummy Middle Eastern food. But now I'm like, wait, I didn't know that pizza was a thing there.
Yeah, they probably just didn't appreciate it at the time for either of us. They're like, man, we have pizza, but they have pizza everywhere, you know?
Yeah.
Got to impress them Californians.
But now it's making its way out into the world, and I'm having it for dinner.
Producer Rich found an article in the Dallas News called "What's the Deal with Detroit-Style Pizza in Dallas Right Now?"
Dude! Nailed it! It's a thing!
Yes, you definitely...
From August 5th, 2020, in a matter of months, says the article, thanks, Rich, three Detroit-style pizza joints have popped up in Dallas.
Three? In the pandemic?
In the pandemic! Oh, it's so good, too. It's
you know, we had a pizza joint go out of business near us because it was really based on families coming in. It was one of those. It was one of those places where you come in and you order the pizza in kind of a conveyor belt situation, and they, you know, they make it for you in front of you, sort of situation. And they died during the pandemic because everybody thinks of it as a place to go to, not a place to deliver. They got replaced. Everything else that's gone out of business is still out of business, except that place. Somebody else opened a pizza joint there, and like, well, let's focus on delivery, and they're doing great.
Wow, well, good for them.
Yeah. Huh. So, yeah, open a pizza place, yum. Folks.
I know. Nom. One of the ones in Dallas, by the way, is even called 8 Mile. Subtle. Real subtle.
What's a Detroit thing? Cars. No. Mm-hmm. Less obvious. No. M&M. No. Less trademarked. 8 Mile. Done.
done. So there you go. Hopefully we have solved your dinner dilemma. If it's early enough for you, if you've already eaten, we apologize.
All right, let's get to your things. Feedback at itsathing.me. At Porter sent us a Thingception alert. Coca-Cola partnering with Molson Coors for U.S. launch of Topo Chico Hard Seltzer.
Oh, my goodness. This is Thingarama Ding Dong.
If you missed the episode, more than a year ago, Topo Chico... you know, was a thing. It's kind of the thing you drink when you're not drinking at the bar. Topo Chico Hard Seltzer is going to just confuse people.
That is really going to confuse people. But like,
I'm not drinking. I'll have a Topo Chico Hard Seltzer. Wait, what?
It's such a thing, emerging of things, because those two things. Because Topo Chico and Hard Seltzer together, that's basically like Thingfinity.
That's just putting vodka in a Topo Chico, right?
I mean, I guess so, because they kind of all are, yeah.
More to it, but yeah.
That's amazing. That is a really good spot by At Porter, who, if you are a fan of the bonus content or have ever joined us in our Discord, will know that At Porter is literally the beverage guy.
Nailed it!
Yep. Todd in Seattle writes in about difficult initials. One thing I've noticed recently in the tech community is the verbal substitution of RBG with RGB. So many years of talking about red, green, and blue with regard to monitors and Photoshop and all sorts of other stuff is just verbally confusing the ever-loving stuff out of us. Must make concerted effort not to refer to one of the most influential legal people of our time as a color space.
Oh, dude, Todd. I don't know how widespread this is, but I did it. I before I saw Todd's email, I did this. I was like, RGB. Oh. I'm like, wait, no. I mean, I caught myself, but it's, yeah. I bet I've done it
and like not even noticed it. But I will say, meme alert, like budding thing, is that RBG has basically been sort of anointed sainthood.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm just going to say that's a meme alert.
If we were still airbrushing vans in large numbers, I could imagine that would be a thing. Gary explains where he first saw Keeping It 100. Lots of people actually have pointed this out. Gary says the first time I saw the Keep It 100 emoji was as stickers on The Nightly Show with Larry Wilmore, which used to follow The Daily Show on Comedy Central. Larry had a segment called Keep It 100. Guests were asked a controversial question and asked to answer honestly. The panel and the audience would award each answer either a Keep It 100 sticker if they thought the answer was from the heart, or Larry would throw a tea bag at them if their answer was weak tea. Thanks to Chris and Charlotte for also sending this.
My goodness. Yep. I'm going to have to look that up. That is amazing.
So Larry was the accelerant.
Larry Wilmore is hilarious.
For the it already existed, but he like propelled it forward. Yeah. He's got a new show on Peacock now.
Oh. God, there are so many things.
Peacock.
I gotta get the Peacock. I gotta get Showtime. So
at least Peacock's free.
It is?
Yeah. You can pay for more stuff, but you can watch all kinds of stuff on it without paying.
All right. Good to know. And then let's see. Manny wrote in on a cluster thing and says, I am so confident in this thing, I'm not even asking for a thing check. This is a thing surrounded by baby things. Among Us. It is a video game adaptation of a hidden role game like Mafia, Wink Murder, or Werewolf. Most people try to keep the ship together and find the imposters, which the imposters try to kill everybody else and wreak havoc. This is all over Instagram and Twitch and YouTube. It's like the blow up of Fall Guys, but much bigger. It has also spawned some mini things, making it a cluster thing. That's a new phrase to me, and I like it. In the game, people abbreviate suspicious to sus and red sus, referring to a certain color of character that seems to always be the imposter, is also making the rounds. This is the new team yellow thing branch. Team type yellow type thing branch. It's also just super fun. And then he wrote back and said, I have more info on the cluster thing. A quick DuckDuckGo shows that the sequel to Among Us was canceled because the original game got so popular. They're continuing to update the earlier version. And the timing of this within a day of when I sent the first email. And he sent articles for reference. And I am so embarrassed to say, I don't know anything about this.
I feel a little bit like Manny is where I was with hockey last year. Very excited. Certainly identifying a thing that has a following, but maybe the excitement could be overestimating the thingness, or Manny is on this early enough that in 2 months we're going to be like, oh, Manny was so right. Among Us is everywhere.
I mean, so here's what I'm going to give. I'm going to give Manny the point, though, because A, Laura in the chat just said, that's what sus is from. And says, I'm seeing it with used with all the young people I know.
Okay.
And two, or B, Manny's source material includes a story from CNN Business that says, Among Us, a murder mystery set in space, is the latest multi-million dollar craze in video games from September 26th.
And I have seen a couple of references to Among Us in the wild.
Yeah.
So
we might just not know. Dude, it's the video game version of like the of the panic room or whatever. What are the rooms called?
Panic
room. Mystery room. Mystery panic. Escape room.
Lock
thank
box,
you, App Porter.
Thank you. Yes, escape room.
Lockbox. It's like a video game escape room. It's a murder mystery.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Manny, I believe in you. I think
we're giving it, yeah.
And I like the confidence, right? Manny's like, no,
I like
no,
the
no.
confidence.
You don't doubt me.
He's like, no.
I'm on this. So there we
He's
go.
Like, just because you don't know doesn't mean. Also, right? Cluster thing is outstanding. All
a
right,
cluster
this is
thing,
good.
Amazing. Yeah.
I really feel good. Lame and out of the loop, but I'm willing to accept it.
This will make you feel better. We've got shout outs.
Oh, this is going to be amazing. Thank you to those of you who support the show at the shout out level at patreon.com/itsathing, because you let us do this every week.
This week's shout outs, this is high concept stuff. Rich may have outdone himself. This week's shout outs are autocorrect versions.
Like the kind where, you know, you've got your keyboard up and the words just keep coming and you just press them and then you get a nonsense sentence.
And you thought you were typing something, but you're not. You're typing something else. Thanks to new shout out patron Lee Price, who knows what the river looks like and how it goes on the ground beef.
Of course, thanks to Kevin Sill for the feedback on my calendar for the week. Oh, Lord, I'm sure you know if you have any other news on your mind that you can get it done.
And shout out to Eric Duncan, because it would not work on my iPad, so that it doesn't matter if you can have a few options for me to use the app.
What more can we say about Jake Woods, except that I don't know how much you want to get out of here, LOL.
SCW Lung's right. This reveals so much about Mr. Anthropology's
It does.
Life.
That's the thing I was going to say, too. Like, you always find out more. Ground beef, eh?
The more you get a chance to get a good deal with this game, it's not the same as Gabriel Cohen.
Brad Sparks is the best thing for me to bring to you, and I can make a reservation for you guys to get a table in a little bit.
That seems very specific. Louis St. Amour can be a good idea to make it a bit better, but I don't think it would work out for me.
Uh, Hey, when you get home, can you please give me a quick call if you need any help with Andrew Wyatt?
Of course, absolutely. And finally, Mike Akins tries to help the kids with their own music, but they don't have a clue how to play the song. That was just your phone taking an actual conversation from a previous thread. Like, that's just auto-suggest. Come on.
That is incredible.
So Mr. good.
By the way, producer Rich says in the Discord, there's a lot of Aldi texting. I can't believe Aldi didn't show up. I'm shocked.
I know, right? Yeah.
Oh, this is incredible. And what a genius idea, as always. I really, really do. I'm going to take this high and use it to keep myself off Twitter for at least the next 12 hours.
Do it. Do it.
And I invite you to join me, friends. Not looking at Twitter. It's a good thing. Mm-hmm. Thank you for listening. You can, of course, email us your things at feedback@itsathing.me and become a member of It's a Thing and get access to all the cool stuff, our Discord, the ad-free RSS feed, more at patreon.com/itsathing, maybe even a shout-out.
Yeah, if you get to be a member of the Discord, you can meet at Porter. You can also email us your things, feedback@itsathing.me.
See you next time, friends.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Gotta keep it hiding. You
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.